a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty.
What's up, legends, and welcome back to the Talking Fit podcast with Lewis and Grace, back for another episode.
The greatest pod in the Southern Hemisphere.
The Southern Hemisphere, episode 51. We're bringing it back to you guys again. Another week, another episode. I will quickly premise, I did say last week that we were having a guest on this week.
Yes, I said that too.
Plans have changed. The guest is still coming on.
But just at a later date.
Yes, maybe not next week, the week after, I think. They're recovering at the moment.
Hint, hint.
Which we won't delve into any further too, just for personal reasons. But, yes, so we just thought we'll give them some more time. And, yeah, we just got a bit too eager, you know. We're just keen.
We'll chat with you guys today ourselves.
Yes, yes. We're gonna get into some juicy topics. We're gonna educate you.
We're gonna inform
you.
Get your
thinking cap on, because we're gonna educate you. But before that, Grace, how was your week? Let the people know.
Good.
Good? That's it?
Yeah.
Grace is now at an all time new low weight this morning. What was it, 62.8 or 7?
62.7.
Oh, big round of applause. Woo!
Good week. It was just a very, very average grindy week.
Another week in the grind. How many weeks out?
Had 100 million things to do.
True, true.
So it was just ticking boxes all week.
But how many weeks out now? Like start of this week, which
I'd
is Monday.
Say like 6 weeks. I think, yeah, 6 weeks out we are now.
Shit. That's crept up so quick,
so
you know.
It has come up very fast. Hey, like we're really getting close now. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and she's looking insane already. 6 weeks.
I've like this week. I think is really when I've like started to see my body like really adjust to the prep.
Would you say at the moment you're looking the best you ever have?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you would be.
Yeah.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just like,
because in 6 weeks, you've got to look the best you ever have.
It just depends on.
Ever.
Yeah, but it depends on the mindset. Like, I've definitely held more muscle before.
Yeah.
Which I've really enjoyed. But I'm definitely the leanest I ever have been while also holding, like, a bit of size that,
yes,
you know, I worked super hard at last year. But,
she's got a hardcore six-pack, Grace.
So we're going good.
Going good.
Prep is prepping. Obviously, I'll keep you guys updated on Insta and obviously every week on here.
Yep.
You guys get the update. But, yep. Lewis, how's your week?
My week was all right. It was a lot of work. I returned to work. So I feel like I haven't had much of a break from placement, but that's fine. That's fine. I desperately need the money, so I'm not complaining at all.
Do you know Lewis? Do you know I am Lewis's bank currently?
Yeah, I'm taking out loans and stuff, and I'll have to pay it back.
Lewis takes loans out from me.
Like this afternoon, I got her to buy me a Monster, right, as we're on our way here, because I thought, oh, no, I need a little bit of an upper. I need something to get me in here and going for this week's app. And I bought one. I bought a green Monster. That obviously, when we say Monsters, we're talking the ultra range, zero sugar. We don't drink no sugar energy drinks here. They're fucking, you know, why? But yeah, there's a green Monster. I didn't even know that was a thing. And it turns out it's like honeydew melon or melon flavor of some sort. And it's pretty average, pretty shit. But we got out of the car and I still had probably over half the can to go to drink. And I'm here, I'm trying to carry everything. And I'm like to Grace, I need a hand.
Everything.
I need a hand, right? I actually said it. I was like, I need a hand. It's like almost like something told me I'm going to drop this fucking can.
Anyway, he dropped
And so anyway, I dropped the can and it rolled under the car.
So then Lewis,
and so I couldn't get it and it spilled everywhere.
Immediately blames me and then goes, I'm not paying you back for that. It's so funny how the tables have turned. I'm actually Lewis's like sugar daddy.
When I don't think I was ever your sugar daddy though. I think it's just,
yeah,
that's been the case the whole time.
Lewis, you need to be more of a gentleman.
Well, what do you want
Lewis
me to go? Do you want me to go in debt for
Lewis,
you?
No,
because that's what's going to happen.
Lewis doesn't take me out. I take Lewis out.
Bullshit.
I'm the man in the relationship.
No, that's never been the case. don't even say that.
No, well, it's true.
Anyway,
provider of this family.
Aside
guys,
from that,
I'll have you know.
Aside from that, the week's been okay. I've got like one of those like niggly-ish injury. It's not an injury, but like a bit of fatigue. I've been noticing my DOMS have been quite significant as of the last week, and I can't quite put my finger onto it other than, can you get your foot down? Other than I haven't really been having, but I have been having magnesium too. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't
Lewis
quite
has even get been it. Taking from bit my of fatigue. Magnesium jar. Yeah, that's
yeah,
how,
yeah,
like,
because I have no money.
Unfortunate.
Do you want me to? Do you want me to air that out? I guess I have already aired it out before, but I'm broke. I'm broke as fuck.
No,
right?
I just want to be acknowledged as the provider.
Yeah. Well, you
I
are
take
the provider.
Care of him. Lewis is my little baby.
Yes. Yeah. She's the provider.
He's
anyway.
So cute.
Shush. Anyway. I have like my upper pec, my left upper pec's been a bit like, I don't know. I went into my like chest day this week and it was just still sore from the last one. I'm like, this is weird. This has not happened in like forever. And so I don't know. I've just been a bit sore. So I've been trying to rest a little bit better. I hit an hour on the bike today. A bit of cardio, a bit of, you know, just fucking pumped it out whilst Grace worked out, because today's my rest day. I was like, I'm not going to sit at home and do nothing, because, you know, I was just going to be on my phone. So I thought, why not be on my phone on a bike, pumping out some calories? And I've burnt 550, so I'll be eating something good tonight, that's for sure. Which you'll be paying for.
Yeah.
I've got no money.
That's right. Just add it on the tab.
On the tab. Oh, God. The tab's going to be fucking terrible when I get money. It's going to be half my paycheck
gone
right. straight away.
That's so okay.
But anyway, I suppose we should cut into
what
the
is
meat.
What we're talking about
of this
today.
Week's episode. So we said, we mentioned at the end of, I think last week's episode, that we did want to delve into that whole volume thing we tried to cover a couple weeks back when talking about things like, you know, like volume and
how many sets you should be doing
reps, and like the motor unit recruitment, all that sort of stuff. Got a bit confusing. I think that's not us being like, you don't know like science language stuff.
It just
genuinely,
it wasn't worded great.
No, and we listened back to it and we were even like, what the fuck are we on about? Anyway. So today we thought we'd try and recap on that a little bit, but more so delve into the topic of mechanical tension.
And I thought I would like to start, if this is okay, because
yes.
I felt in that other episode I didn't really say a whole lot either.
Yeah.
I was just sort of listening.
But what sparked this, I will say, is we saw a post off like someone that Grace follows, and she was like talking about, she was like, you know, like, what's mechanical tension, blah, blah, blah. And then she went on and described it, and she didn't get it quite right, even herself, this, like, woman. She just essentially explained, like, a muscle contraction, essentially.
Yes.
It wasn't what mechanical tension is. And I know it's quite a confusing thing, because I've thought that about mechanical tension before. I just thought it was just, like, your muscles under a load.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. It's a whole different thing, which we will cover, and hopefully you guys can take a bit away from it and see why it is essentially the primary
driver
for growth, for muscular hypertrophy, because it's really important,
the most important thing that you can be doing if you want to grow muscle. So we'll get into it. I'll start by explaining what mechanical tension actually is.
Yes.
And I'll try and do it in a way that just sort of like is easy to comprehend.
Grace made a post on it in the week too, so go check out her Instagram as well.
Well, no, I didn't.
Oh,
I
didn't?
Posted about it on my
on a forum.
Coaching forum.
Yes. So go check out a forum.
So sign up and you can read all about it.
But she's going to just give it to you guys for free right now so you know how good a quality.
So mechanical tension is basically when the bar speed involuntarily slows, causing a high degree of force output. Now, what this means is your muscles are experiencing mechanical tension when you physically can't move the bar any faster, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah.
And this normally occurs in the last around 5 reps of a set taken to failure.
Yeah. And that we mentioned that in that episode. What's that called again?
What's it called?
Stimulating reps model, isn't it?
Stimulating reps model. So these last 5 reps where you are trying with all your might to move the bar and it just won't go up any faster, but it's slowly going up. These are the reps that are going to promote muscle growth. Basically, mechanical tension equals muscle growth. Basically, if you aren't experiencing any reps in your set where you physically can't move the bar any faster no matter how hard you try, then you're not experiencing mechanical tension and you're not getting muscle growth. So another way that you can look at it is mechanical tension is basically when we begin to recruit all of the available muscle fibers, which specifically are the high threshold motor units in this case.
And motor units are just the, like, I'm trying to find a way to just make it, the motor units are just the things that are helping your muscles essentially contract.
So these high threshold motor units switch on when our muscles need to produce a large amount of force to move a load.
Yes.
So that's what it is.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
And just to preface, this is in sets. So that whole thing of the stimulating reps model, the last five reps in a set to failure.
Yes.
I did say that. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry. I was not paying attention. Yes. And the whole thing is it's looking at the force to velocity like relationship in that. As, like she was explaining, the bar speed slows down, so your velocity is slowing down. The force output that your muscles have to give to get that bar up now is increased.
It is increasing. And the reason it's increasing is because you are recruiting those high threshold motor units.
And you're recruiting more. So you're recruiting more motor units than you like would when you're not experiencing mechanical tension.
Yes.
And essentially, this is what I guess I feel like is very straightforward to get. The more motor units you're recruiting, it's essentially like you're using as much of the muscle possible. If you just even look at that, like you can make sense of it yourself and go, well, the more of a muscle I'm using, the more chance I have for it to grow.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. Like mechanical tension is when, look at it as the last five reps in a set being that, like, it's when those last five is when the, bar speed slows involuntarily, you're not in control of that speed slowing down. And that means you've got a high output of force to get that bar up. So you probably hear it a little bit. People say, oh, come on, like the last reps are the ones that build muscle. Well, that's literally
that's
the case.
So
like
true.
In a set to failure but or even like two RIR to zero, it's the case.
Yeah, five is a rough number. But as Lewis said, you must know that it is the involuntary slowing. It's not the last five reps in any set you do.
It's just the last five reps of a set to failure. If you're going to failure, you're going to experience those five reps because, you know, if you're going to, you can't move the bar anymore or you can't move the weight anymore, then you've experienced in, you know, those last five reps mechanical tension.
But there's a difference between doing slow reps and then doing reps where you physically couldn't move it any faster if you tried. Yeah.
And I'll just quickly shout out the whole thing we're talking about when we're saying the effective reps model. This is like a study that's been done with a fair amount of research behind it too by a guy called Chris Beardsley, I believe. So if you want to look further into it, look up Chris Beardsley. I think he's got like an Instagram or something. He will like talk more onto it and stuff. And one thing that what were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
Yeah. I was going to say another thing that is important to note is that you can experience mechanical tension on any set no matter how many reps you do. Like
to
this
failure.
This is the thing of the effective reps model. It's basically saying that you could do a set of 30 reps to failure and it's going to be the last five.
Yeah.
That are experiencing mechanical tension, or you could do a set of six reps to failure.
Yes.
And both of those, you are going to experience mechanical tension, but on one of those sets, you're also going to accumulate a lot more fatigue, like peripheral fatigue.
Yes.
And which set would that be? The one where you're doing 30 reps. So it's basically saying that you can do less just as long as it's taken to failure.
Yeah, so that's another important thing is that I think people, when we're talking like failure and stuff, think that, oh, you can only experience then mechanical tension with lower rep ranges. But it's not the case. You can with higher rep ranges, as long as you are taking it to failure. And this is a case that we have preached since like the very beginning, literally the beginning of this podcast. When we did that Ryan Dewar's episode, that's how long this research has been around for, a fair while, in that I remember him saying a five rep set to failure opposed to a 30 rep set to failure. Both have the same amount of stimulus, growth stimulus.
One just has more fatigue.
Literally because of this, because they experience the same amount of mechanical tension. One has more fatigue, and the same one that has more fatigue just takes more time. So if you want to go ahead and do, you know, 30 reps to failure, you can. It's, at the end of the day, rep ranges are realistically, if your like goal is to grow and you're taking it to failure and stuff, rep ranges mean not a whole lot.
Nothing.
They don't mean anything. Certain muscles don't grow better from higher rep ranges or volume and stuff. That's another myth completely. I'm getting a little bit off topic, but that's just what you can relate to. If you're hearing this now going, oh, well, doing a set to failure at 30 reps is the same as doing a set to failure at 5 reps. Why would I waste my time doing 30? You know what I mean? But then you might hear something from someone go, oh, but no, the quads work better when they're working in rep ranges of 15 to 20. That's bullshit. That's complete bullshit. It's a myth.
It's not that deep ever.
No, that's a myth.
It's really, really, the science behind all of it is quite simple.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's literally, do the minimum effective dose you can.
Yes.
And you will see results quicker than people that are trying to do everything.
Yeah. So that's why if you have the concept of mechanical tension down pat,
that's all you need
to
know.
You're doing well. Like that's really important. And at the end of the day, like we just said, that's essentially why we train to failure or within that, you know, 0 to 2 RIR, which reps in reserve. So very, if not at failure, very, very close to it.
Yeah.
So
if you are training next week and you do a set and not one of those reps was uncontrollably slowed, just know that you aren't training with mechanical tension. So you are doing yourself a disservice if you're trying to build muscle. Yeah. So just think about that. If you're not experiencing those reps where, you know, the bar's slowing involuntarily, you're not growing muscle.
Yeah. Well,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but.
But not to say that, you know, you're not growing at all, because you will to some extent, but you're leaving out major gains if you're not taking in this concept, essentially. Like, if you still provide the muscle with enough stimulus, sure, you will see some form of growth, but nothing to what you could if you did focus on, you know, getting the most amount of mechanical tension as you can in your sets. Because at the end of the day, if you're providing it with some form of stimulus, you'll see something, especially if you're starting the gym. There's the whole newbie gains and stuff, which is what you mentioned before we started this. Well, but what if someone's there and says, oh, but I've been training for 2 years and I haven't even, I've never taken a set to failure and I'm growing. And it's like, well, there's a lot of factors that go into muscle growth more than just the training itself. But just know that you can be growing, but you're just not growing as good as you could be, essentially. So,
if you want to half-ass it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
If you enjoy doing that, then keep doing it.
Yes.
But, like, there is a way that you could be getting results quicker. And with less, I wouldn't say less effort, but, you know, you can do it minimally and get results.
I think the other thing to touch into here, because we did just mention it, is fatigue as well. That's another big important thing that, as like someone that goes to the gym, you need to like get down pat pretty well. And things like junk volume, essentially, like what is junk volume, I guess, more so.
Well, junk volume is exactly what we just covered in that comparison of someone doing 30 reps to failure and someone doing reps to failure.
Well, yes and no. It builds up more fatigue, yes, but more so junk volume is like sets with little to no mechanical tension, because when you look back at it, now this is where people might get confused and they go, oh, okay, well, as long as I'm doing sets to failure, it doesn't matter how much volume I'm doing then. It like, as long as I'm doing it, I could do 4 sets to failure and everything. No, there's then a threshold with how much your motor units can take in a single session. This is kind of what we tried to touch on in that episode, but we got across really badly.
Mm-hmm.
So although that's mechanical tension, and I just said, then someone could look at it and go, oh, okay, but as long as I'm doing my like high volume workouts to failure, then that's all that matters because I'm getting mechanical tension. No, so this is where the whole thing of like do 3 to 5 sets per muscle, like per session sort of a thing, because motor units take a certain amount of time to then recover before they're fully at their, just think of it as like, I don't know, like a, I guess like an elastic band essentially. Like once you get it to that point where it like you've used it all the way and then it'll snap back into just being, you know, like there's no tension on it at all sort of a thing. You need to wait for it to be stretched back out again to when you, I don't know if elastic band is a very good analogy of it, but it's just like.
Just think of like a glass of water, right?
Yeah.
And you sit the glass of water under a dripping tap. It's like if you were to take the glass of water and have a sip out of it,
yeah,
and then put it back, you're going to have to wait a little bit.
That's a much better analogy, I would say.
You're going to have to wait for the glass to fill back up again so it's at its like full, optimal, ready to drink level.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy.
That's the
you
same
can
thing.
Empty that glass and then that's when the case of, oh, but I'm doing, you know, 12 sets per muscle per session. Well, then there's a certain limit where you're not going to experience any real mechanical tension on those sets, which then in case when we look back at now mechanical tension, you're going to see nothing from those sets except increased fatigue. And then that's when we relate back to fatigue, the whole thing of, what was it, 6 to 8 sets per muscle in a 5-day period, was it?
I think so.
I think something like that is what we said when it came to effective volume. Because when you're looking at volume, it's at those sets with a high degree of mechanical tension. So this then relates it all the way back to what I was saying about how you can't then just go, okay, well, it's just about training to failure then. I can do 10 sets to failure of chest in a session, then 10 sets of failure of my biceps, and then 10 sets of failure of my tri-. No, no.
What you need to do is understand, yes, that there is a threshold. And then you need to play around and basically your goal should just be to find the minimal effective dose for you to get gains.
Yeah, the minimal amount you have to do.
Yes.
Or is it the minimal amount you have to do to experience the maximum amount of growth essentially.
Yeah.
So
anything over that is junk volume.
Yes. Anything with little to no mechanical tension,
mm-hmm.
It's a waste doing it because there's that threshold. If you look back at it too, anything over that 8 set sort of mark that if you then looked at when they did the research behind it, when they did looked at people that did the 12 sets, there was like a plateau.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah, there's a and the only thing then, but people might go, oh, but I enjoy doing high volume and stuff and whatever, because at the end of the day, the hard thing about then knowing all this stuff is that you end up experiencing, like you end up going, oh, well, I'm in the gym for a lot less time than, you know, I may used to have been. You may be used to doing 2-hour training sessions and stuff, and you might love spending every hour of your day in the gym and stuff. That's great. But then when you look at it in terms of this, you can get a fantastic session done in 45 minutes, like it, and it hit all your marks and stuff, because at the end of the day, even though you'll be taking longer rest breaks when you're going to failure, 2 minutes and above, doing 5 sets of a muscle and then say like you did 3 or 4 sets of another, 9 working sets, 10 working sets of workouts, it's not going to take you very long to get through it. And then that's the other thing of like, you know, you've then got to have your rest days on top of it too. So you end up being like, oh, well, I'm spending less time in the gym, which for some people they don't like. You know, some people like Abby, for instance, says that she like, you know, how she's like, loves the gym and hates her rest days, but it's that whole thing of like rest days people hate and stuff. But it's so important is this mitigation of fatigue, because it is going to hold you back massively if you keep building it up. Like it's going to hold your potential back to experience sets of mechanical tension because your motor units haven't recovered properly, and thus you won't grow as good as you really could be. And if anything, you'll increase the risk of an injury or something. So yeah.
Less is more.
Yeah, that's less essentially, that's if to sum it all up, less is more, really. So mm-hmm. I feel like we covered that okay. We covered that very quickly, actually, too. Mm. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on there? Or
no, I think hopefully that we said that again in terms that were easy to understand. Yeah.
To sum it up, that was a really good analogy when it comes to motor unit recruitment. That was really good. I guess just to sum it up, so we want to experience sets with mechanical tension when we go into the gym. Mechanical tension is...
Mechanical tension is when the bar speed involuntarily slows, causing a high degree of force output to move a load.
Yes.
So, again, it's when you physically cannot move the bar any quicker, no matter how hard you tried, and this occurs in roughly around the last 5 reps of a set taken to failure.
Yeah.
So, basically, that's it. Make sure then you are training to failure. Try and do it in a way that, you know, you're doing the least amount of reps as possible, yep. So you're not accumulating that fatigue.
Yep.
And then understand that there is a threshold of sets. So mm-hmm. you want to be doing, what was it, 5 to 8, what was it?
Oh,
3 to 5 working sets, 3 to 5 working sets per muscle group in a session.
Yep.
And just understand that if you go over that, you're probably doing junk volume.
I think it might even be something like, might have that number wrong. Yeah, five to eight, number. We'll say, I think yeah. is the range in a 5-day period that you want to hit that mm-hmm. muscle, you know, in no more than 8 sets, essentially working sets to failure.
Still, I feel like even that's a little bit like, if you understand that, take it. But basically just make sure that you're training and experiencing like uncontrollably slow reps. And you know yep. if you are, you know that you're experiencing mechanical tension, which is good.
Yeah. And the whole thing I was just trying to sum up there too, doing more sets where you believe of to failure to experience more mechanical tension is incorrect, because you're going to not get as much motor unit recruitment in that session and in total then because of fatigue, and then you're going to build fatigue up, and then that's going to limit the amount of motor unit recruitment you can get into your next sessions, which means then you're going to just plateau with your growth. And I believe there's even some things out there to say you might even regress, which I could see as being a possibility too. And so in that regard, you need to optimize the volume, the effective volume that you're doing. So I think that sums up better, because we didn't really touch on mechanical tension. We just sort of mentioned it as a fleeting thing, but it is by far the most important concept to get down when talking about, you know, like high intensity, low volume training. And, and I think hopefully we did explain that a bit better. It is not, mechanical tension is not just, you know,
your muscles contracting under a load.
That's just literally what it says. That's just muscular contractions. That's not what mechanical tension is. And I don't blame people that are out there preaching that sort of a thing. Obviously, yes, go do your actual research, but there's that much misinformation out there now. It's just not even funny that they probably saw it off someone they believe is credible, and then they've sort of just gone with that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, made a video and not realized. But then, you know, there's this misinformation. It's like a wildfire. It just spreads and spreads and spreads. And then people got the wrong idea. And then, you know, they haven't quite got the understanding down pat. But I don't blame people for that because of the sheer amount of misinformation that is out there. But
yeah, so hopefully you guys understand that. And hopefully you're training with mechanical tension. And if not, hopefully now you are like comfortable and understand what you need to do to make sure you are experiencing mechanical tension.
I think they're the most important, 3 most important things to have down pat: mechanical tension, motor unit recruitment,
and fatigue.
So if you have them down, then
you're basically good.
You should be pretty good. And at the end of the day too, good effective hypertrophy training is realistically short, and it's kind of boring, essentially, on paper.
Yeah.
It's not flashy. It's not fancy, even though we're using terms that may be harder to wrap your head around and, you know, harder to digest the first time. It's really straightforward, and it's really, not flashy at all. There's nothing special really about it.
It's literally a thing of less is more.
Yeah, 100%.
And, it's just then a thing of if it bores you to death gaining muscle effectively and efficiently, then spice it up how you please, but just know that the most effective way to gain muscle is through this boring, straightforward hypertrophy training.
And if you are looking for a coach, look no further.
Yes, I integrate all of these principles into my training.
Yes.
Head over to Instagram at Grace Kellerman.
Yep.
And join Grace Liana Fitness, and I can coach you, and we can take all of the guesswork out.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. We'll take out all the guesswork. I'll give you your programs, and then I will teach you along the way.
Yep. Beautiful.
So yeah,
love that.
Anywho,
that was good. That was good. I feel like we hit the nail on the head there with that one. So that was
It was nice and short and sweet. Mm. Not too much, not too much junk volume. You know.
Yeah, not too much junk volume when explaining.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we're pretty bad. We covered that. Sometimes.
We covered that really nicely there. I think. It'd be nice if there was like a, we could do like a, you know, you get like summary sheets and stuff of things when you've learnt something new, and you get like a little summary sheet that outlines it and whatever.
Clip, clop.
Just every session, just don't take, you know, don't be doing too much volume. We've outlined it, right? Listen.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, we've only been chatting for less than 35 minutes.
What's another little segment we could do?
Segment?
Like a fun one. Like fun a quick one. Little fun one.
Fun one. Hmm.
Like a quick little, like, would you rather? Or a quick
would you
little,
rather?
Or a quick little, like.
Hmm. I don't know. We're tossing in at the idea. I put it on the story. If people saw it, of doing some sort of a quiz. Don't know how we'll go about doing that, but. We'll see. I don't know how. Anyway. A quiz would be fun, though, in some regard.
I just want to quiz you. Hold on.
She wants to quiz me. We might do that as an episode, though. Let us know if you want to see us quiz each other at least. Anyway, oh, you know what? I'm going to give you guys, because I think it's really important. I have to get this out to you. Bit of brain numbingness here. I'm formulating my official undisputed rankings of the Monster Energy range, the Monster Ultra range. Grace can't have any input into this because she just doesn't drink them.
I just think they're so shit.
But, you know, after trying the strawberries and cream one the other week, I had another one this week, and I've switched things around. And, because I think at the end of the day, we have to be saying number one is Ultra Peachy Keen. I'm sorry, but if you disagree, you're wrong. I don't even like peach-flavoured things, and I don't even think you do either, but it tastes like peach juice, literally like fizzy peach juice, like real. It tastes real, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't taste fake. It tastes, and it's so refreshing and just so good. And I've had peach-flavoured energy drinks before, and they're fucking trash normally, but this was insane. So I think number one has got to be that. Number two, the goat, I think the original goat, is the monster, the white monsters. They're the OG. They're the top dog, I feel like. And it originally, after having it last week, I was putting strawberries and dreams or whatever it is, strawberries and cream one there. But now that slipped to third because I had another one and I was a bit like, it's not bad.
No way.
But a white monster is, it's a white monster. If you've had a white monster, you'll know. Actually, I have no idea what fucking flavor a white monster is. Couldn't tell you, but it's a good flavor, whatever it is. Number four, the Rosa, Ultra Rosa. It's like a raspberry flavored one. I'm not sure. It's been out for ages, and it's you go into a servo and normally it gets outshined by like a white monster, and well, now it's going to get outshined by Peachy Keen and Strawberries and Dreams. These other ones, sort of, these are the bottom ones that you're not going to go for, but they're very respectable. Rosa, that you liked it, even the Rosa one. Yeah, it's pretty right. good. And then number five, I think, is the Ultra Gold. I've had the gold one. Yeah, very mid, very mid. I didn't even know what flavor it was supposed to be, but very mid, average. And then today, number six, I had the Green Monster, and it was not very good. I don't like melon-flavored things. I don't like melon as a fruit in general. I think it's the worst fruit ever, be that honeydew or just rock melon. Disgusting.
Ew.
But that is sitting at last place at the moment. I was upset that I dropped the can, but I'm also not like – I could have been so much more upset if that was like a Peachy Keen or something. I would have been pissed off. But
– hold on. I have – sorry, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I have kind of a good idea. Mm. We should do a, like, what would they pick?
what would they pick?
Like, you know, on TikTok, they're like, what would they pick? And then we'll be like, would you pick this, 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 or this? And then you have to do, I feel like that would be really good. Oh,
that would be good. We won't do it now because we need to make them up for ourselves. Yeah,
and this can be a nice short episode.
Yeah, yeah, we'll keep this short and sweet, this one. But yeah, we might hit them with a fun one next week, I think. We need another fun one. And then hopefully the week after we get the guest on that we have said. But yeah, we might do it. We'll plan for a fun one, I think, next week because they're enjoyable to do it anyway, and I feel like they go well. Like the overrated, underrated one, that one was
fun. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. If you're not sure again, if we've confused you, maybe just go back and listen back. And look, we could be just terrible explaining things, but I feel like – it's hard because I understand the concept.
Lewis, we explained it well.
Yes,
we did.
I feel like we did.
If you guys have any more questions, let us know.
Yeah, just send us a message. Yeah, send us a message.
Send us a message.
And even just go in and if you want, do some of your own research, you know, look into this stuff yourself because it's very interesting. And at the end of the day, you know, you can't argue science, especially when it comes to things like training. And I don't quite understand the people that necessarily do. I understand the argument of paralysis by overanalysis. Yes, you can look far too into things and then overcomplicate your training to the point where you're actually taking steps backwards, not forwards. I can agree with that. So definitely there is a balance, but I don't quite understand people that sort of refute this shit and go, nah, well, Arnold did this. That's a whole other argument. We'll do that as its own episode, I think. We won't touch on it now because we'll just go too long.
I just want to say before we log off, thanks everyone for all the support over on Instagram and on our socials and stuff.
In the past few weeks, actually.
Yeah, it's been just like awesome, like such good vibes, such good community vibes. Yeah. And like you know who you are, all the people that are interacting with our stuff commenting. And you know, it's just really cool. It's just been so good to see everyone getting so involved and it's just like so... It just feels so positive and not toxic.
No, yeah.
Like everyone's just, we're all just like hanging about.
Yeah.
It's just like really nice. It is nice. I just want to say thanks.
And we hit 400 followers on the gram.
Let's go.
So we hit 400 quicker than we hit 300. We went up. So I'm hoping we hit 500 even quicker. I hope it just goes whoosh, exponential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys so much.
Yes.
And we hope that you have. Like, such a blessed week 100%. Next week. Next week is Lewis's 21st.
Oh, shit. When are we going to fucking do this?
Actually, that's interesting.
Ooh, it might come a day later, possibly. We'll see
when next week's episode will come out. Because, yeah, it's Lewis's 21st, and we're going to Sydney. We're going to Rose Hill Races, the Golden Slipper. So if you're there, come and hang out.
Yeah, come have a drink.
So Lewis is going on a bender. I will be Little Miss Sober Sally watching over him and all of his friends, which is going to actually be really fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So Lewis is going to let loose, guys, and I'll be able to update you next
time. Why I think we might do the episode after it, and we can recap it a little bit.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it will be fun. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. So,
but thank you everyone for all the support recently. Let us know if you guys have anything you want us to talk about as always, or even just see us do, or you know, if you find our content valuable, let us know. That's the best fucking shit we can receive off you guys. Is like, I actually learnt something from this, or I actually, you know, I've started training this way because you guys said that. That's the best shit. That's what we do it for at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. That one person that says that, you know, that's who we do it for.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Thank you guys so much. And also, go use code TALKINFIT10 over at the Limitless Nutrition checkout for the best range of supplements and pump covers.
10% off all subs, baby.
All subs. And by you guys using that code, you support us too. So we appreciate if you guys do. If you do, tag us in it, like your order. You have to do that. Otherwise, I'm going to, like, spin in hook kick your head off. So I can barely kick a soccer ball, let alone someone's head. So, but that's a threat. I'll have you know.
It's a threat, guys.
So, yeah, talking fit 10 at checkout. And, yeah, we hope you guys have a great week. Kept it one. This one, yeah, nice, short and sweet. Although I'm short like, I keep repeating myself because I'm like, it's not long enough.
It's all right. Guys, we're going to let you go.
We'll let you guys go. All right. Thank you all. And we love you. And we will catch you guys.
We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Less is more.